To paraphrase an old W.C. Fields joke, it's easy to decide the Giralfe school funding case. The Ohio Supreme Court did it four times. The court eventually washed its hands of the matter in 2002, ruling that Ohio's system was unconstitutional, but never spelling out a solution. At issue was the wide disparity in funding among Ohio public schools. Former Cleveland Plain Dealer education reporter Scott Stevens was part of a panel on WCPN's Sound of Ideas show. He saw for himself why Ohio was ranked last in the country for the quality of its school buildings.
I went to an all-wood middle school that had no sprinkler system. I went to a school in Mount Gilead that where classes were held in a basement converted coal bin. And this was pretty standard for Ohio at the time, and quite frankly, if prisons had been in those conditions, they'd be shut down.
The Ohio Coalition for Equity and Adequacy of School Funding that brought the case was led by Bill Phyllis. His own children attended both poor and rich schools.
When I compare the kind of quality that some of my children had in low-wealth districts with the quality of education in the higher-wealth districts, there's no comparison. Money makes a difference.
One successful legacy of the Giralfe case was the passage of State Issue 1, which raised some $11 billion over 20 years so low-income districts could construct new buildings. There were also some attempts to provide more operating resources for low-wealth districts. Governor George Voinovich wanted to raise the state sales tax for that, but Democrats opposed the referendum and it was defeated at the ballot. Then there was the lottery. It provides extra money to schools, but former state legislator Lee Fisher points out raising money in one place just allows legislators to cut revenue in another place.
A lot of people felt it was a shell game because what you were doing is you were earmarking that money for schools, but then the legislature could find a reason to spend less.
Not long after Giralfe, the General Assembly raised a new funding issue by allowing the formation of charter schools. The privately run schools are publicly funded, sometimes taking local levy dollars in the process. Former Congressman Dennis Kucinich is traveling the state now, calling it a corrupt system, rewarding campaign donors.
Where public educational funds go to the highest bidder. And of course, the highest bidder are the sponsors of private schools.
Kucinich says he may go back to the courts to challenge that use of public dollars.
Giralfe didn't say create a separate private school system to remedy the educational disparities in the state. They said the money should be going to public schools.
Now the chairman of the House Education Committee wants to ban all school levies. Republican Andrew Brenner has proposed a system funded by an increase in the sales tax and by a single statewide property tax. Brenner says large urban districts are being protected now, while small, well-off districts, like his own Olentangy local, are not getting their fair share.
So we don't have an adequate funding system. We got a funding system that is completely redistributing funds to areas where the funding isn't per se needed or is being mismanaged.
In his upcoming two-year budget, Governor Kasich has added a little more money for high-poverty districts while cutting spending for more than half of Ohio's districts. This week, the House put back some money for those well-off schools, notably in Brenner's local Olentangy district. The Senate, though, will tinker with the budget next, and Kasich will get the final say with his line item veto in June. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricki.